I was just a temp in your office firm when we met. The first few days, I didn't even see you. I only noticed the hushed, fearful tones the other staff used when they mentioned their boss. Most days, you hardly left your office. I saw your name on the shiny brass door plate, and sometimes I saw people knock on the door and be left standing there unanswered. Sometimes they'd be called in and emerge later, a shade or two whiter. Some girls came out in tears. Such a powerful man. So busy, so important. Above the rest of us. I was coming to the end of my contract when you called for me to come in your office. I was afraid, but also excited to see you. You sat back in your big chair and looked at me like I was a little girl. You asked if I liked it there, and I said yes. You asked if I would like to stay, and I said yes. You said I needed to work very hard, and I agreed. You said I needed to be good. I didn't know then what you meant. I didn't know then that when you told me I'd report to you first thing every morning, you were going to critique my outfits. Make me stand completely still in front of your desk while you paced around me, looking me up and down, scolding me for a dress you didn't like, or my hair being wrong. I didn't know then you would begin to touch me. At first, just cupping my breast, or running your palm over the curve of my ass. I also didn't know then that I will let you. That I would stand frozen on the spot while your hands slid over me. That one day I would find myself bent over your desk. My skirt hiked up, with your erection pressing hard against me. Now every morning I come to you and you strip me. I'm not allowed to move or speak while you unbutton my blouse and throw my skirt on the floor. In the beginning, I was so afraid someone might come in and find us. Me almost naked and your hands all over me. But now I know why anyone who knocks is made to wait. You're so busy. Always emailing, making calls, planning and drafting, and while you work, I am cuffed to the arm of your chair with my panties pulled down my thighs. I have to stand and wait, watching you. And every now and then, while you're on the phone, you reach between my legs and run your fingers over my slit. I know better than to moan out loud. Sometimes you'll stop typing suddenly and zip your fly. And by now I know this is my cue to drop immediately to my knees and give my mouth to you. I have to be ready. All day I stand there, my nipples hard and my pussy dripping in anticipation. This is my job now. To be your whore. Your slave. Sometimes you go to meetings or to lunch and leave me cuffed there. You never lock the door. I mustn't whimper though or complain. I'm your special girl. Others aren't as lucky as me. They don't get to suck you or feel your fingers inside them. It was me that you chose. You knew I'd work hard and that I'd be good. People think I got promoted. They think I'm your PA. They don't know the real reason I spend all day in your office. You take me whenever you feel like it. You fuck me on the couch where clients sit. You throw me over your desk, on top of the figures and reports. I kneel on all fours on the floor. Displaying my soaked cunt to your command, saying please for you just how you like it. Sometimes you tease me, write notes on my ass, or make me answer calls while you just watch me, your hand lazily stroking your cock. I hate it when you do that. I live for the days when you use me properly, when I get to feel you in my mouth, in my pussy. I am so hungry for your big, thick cock. But I do as I'm told. When I signed that permanent contract, my body became yours. And even if all you want is for me to lay on my back, on your desk, my legs spread so you can stare at my naked cunt all day, it's my duty to just do that. I don't want to be replaced. That's what you tell me will happen if I'm not good. You say you'll bring home some slut to the office floor and make me watch you fuck her. I know you've got the power to do it. Any girl out there would love to be the one to serve you as your slave. I used to hate my job, but I love being your whore. Even driving to work, I'm already soaked, and at night when I go home, I touch myself until I'm sore, thinking of the ways you use me. That time you decided to keep my dress, sent me home in just my coat and tights. I came so hard that night. And the times you made me work late. Sometimes, after everyone else has left the building, you take me back to my old cubicle and make me sit at my former desk, alone, completely naked, typing up something dull like I used to as a reminder of just how good I have it now. The weekends are too long without your hands on me, and by Sunday night I'm aching, begging to be cuffed by your side again, taking your hot load in my slutty mouth over and over. I was made to serve you, sir. I belong to you.